Audio Go presents Miss Davenport's Christmas by M.C. Beaton. This book is read by Lindy Nettleton. Chapter 1. It was often assumed that members of the Regency aristocracy were free spirits, not bound by the rigid moral conventions of the middle class. But this was certainly not the case in the household of Mr. and Mrs. Davenport, members of the untitled aristocracy. Davenports had fought with Cromwell during the English Civil War against the Cavaliers. Davenports had been outstanding Puritans. Davenports did not celebrate Christmas. Christmas to them was still a regrettable pagan festival. Mr. and Mrs. Davenport had two daughters, Gillian and Amanda. Gillian was 20 and Amanda 19. They were nicknamed Gilly and Mandy, possibly the only sign of paternal affection towards them that Mr. and Mrs. Davenport had ever shown. Perhaps, if a regiment of soldiers had not encamped nearby their Yorkshire home, the girl's life would have dragged on in misery under the tyrannical rule of a woman called Abigail Biggs, who was supposed to be their maid, but was more of a wardress. Neither of them could remember life without Abigail. Abigail, who had tormented their childhood by devising cruel and ingenious punishments. It might be supposed that the girls would be able to chatter together in private, but Abigail, with the consent of the Davenports, saw to it that they had separate bedrooms and were never alone together. Until the arrival of the Redcoats, Gillian and Mandy were expected to marry...